You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We learn out there's a din called a ger, right? Gayness. We all know a ger is what's a ger. It becomes a yid. So the Gemara learns out, where do we know the din of gerus? We learn ma'avaseinu in Mitzrayim. That they basically, the way the Rambam says it, they mal themselves the night of Pesach. They toivel themselves before Maimon HaSinai. Gemara learns out from Psukim, in Azob Eloi Tvila, and they brought Karbonis. So that's the three things that a ger has to do. And the Gemara learns out, Bezman HaZedah, we don't have Karbonis. He's a ger without a carbon. But that's the things you have to do. But the Gemara brings a brisa over there, that the brisa says over there, that when a ger comes to become a ger, yeah, ger comes to ger, so you tell him a whole thing. You give him a whole ger, tana rabbanan, ger shabal is gar bezmanas. By the way, the Chidah in his pirush on Agaritas, so he says over there that the reason Chazal always say ger shabal is gar, what do you mean ger shabal is gar? Should be goy shabal is gaya, right? Not. So he says, because the neshama segerim were in Har Sinai. So the potential to be a ger was already there. He was really a ger already, he's supposed to be. So gerish, but he has to do the process of gerus. But the neshama was there in Har Sinai. Tanar bonu, ger shabal lizgaya bezman hazeh, oimu lamar reisa shabasa lizgaya. Iyata yadeh shi yisrael bezman hazeh devuyim dechufim dechufim terofim v'yisum barlay. Five different lashonos of tzaras that we know Kal Yisrael has, Yishem Yirachim, right? All kinds of things. They're downtrodden, they're beaten, they have Yisurin and so forth. So he says, I know, Kaisos, any Kadai, Mekablam Oysa Miyad. You accept them. Just, my Mamuzga, parenthetically, Rashi says, Any Roy Lishtatu Vitzarasan, Umi Yiten Veskakach. I'm not Roy, not fitting to be Mishtatu Vitzarasan. But I wish me yit and alvaya eskalakach to be zeichet the Yiddish tzars. So we once went to Rabbi Yonis and David Zangazon's house, and we asked him, like, what's this whole lineage of Tisha B'Av at Bash, right? First day of Pesach is Tov Tisha B'Av, right? The second day is Bash, at Bash. The second day is Shavuos, right? So what is this thing with the with Tisha B'Av, and, you know, Chazal it says is Biyana Mamari Machilan Ilana, that there's a connection Tisha B'Av and Yitzis Rahim. See, so Mary de Gazach. Because over here where do we learn Geiris from Avasenu Rashi's Lashon is even Avasenu Shiyotzim Mitzrayim Lekabel Pnei Hashchina. So he says at the same moment that you're being Mekabel Torah, you're being Mekabel Yiddishkeit, there's Tzaris. Right, the tzaras mi iten ve'eskalakach. Right, you tell him the tzaras. So Klal Yisrael have to know. You know, you become this is Pesach. So Mary Dika Yomtov, Zman Chereseinu. But there's a Tisha B'Av too. And the same exact day, a few months from now, there's a Tisha B'Av too. Do you realize that there's tzaras for you? So Gemara says you do all kinds of, you say all kinds of things to this ger. I think, yeah, that's what I was afraid. I think that's what I maybe it was, what.
What's
No, that's not today's shiur. No, that's the Maimar Muzgan. Maimar Muzgan means parenthetically, just that part. All right. So maybe it was my fault. Maybe I. The Gemara says over here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was my fault. I realized what I made a mistake. Okay, so I'm going to have to do the Gemara inside. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that you let's first see the first part of Gemara. Ain marbim alav. Aim a doctor him a love, you know, you tell him this is also, that's also, but not too many things. Amar Balaza, Micro, what's a pasuk? By Rus, says the Ksiv, Vaterakim is a metzasi. Which she told her this, she told her that, you know, and then, Derekim is a metzasi. It could be, I gave you the wrong shyness, so I'll do the Gemara inside, okay? Here's the Gemara. Yes. Because it says it twice. So it came out in the first. That's why I thought something was. Okay, fine. There's two Vaterikim is a metzasi. So you got the first line. I'm sorry. Okay. So, Amar Belaz, Mikra. It says, Vaterikim is a metzasi lalechis, ita. No, it's, what happens? Naomi's going back to Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go back to what happened. Mahlon and Kilian married Rus and Arpah. Right? They married Rus and Arpah. Now, and Rus and Arpah, like the Chazal, were not Jewish. Pal de Gazar. Right? Mahlon Kilian Gdele Adar Hayu. Right? And their wives were not Jewish. Okay, so now they go, Arpah goes back, Rus stays. Rus wants to become Jewish. So he said, Vatek Mesemetzel Leches, she was, you know, Mesemetzes, Vatek Le Daber Leha. By the way, there's a Chida also, Chida in Kirish and Rus, I think, that's what the Rebbe brings it. He says, why, Ki Mesemetzesi, she was really putting in a lot of quirks, so she said, she stopped talking, but she said, okay, fine, we'll be Mekabel you. He says, because she saw it was very hard for her to walk. The Gemara says with Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish was a ganav, was a so what happened? He did all kinds of things, and then Rav Yechon was machzer in betshuva. So when he jumped over the river, then when he wanted to jump back, he couldn't. He says, "My high, what's going on?" He says, "You makabel teira mateshes koyche shaladim." In words, it's not even, you don't even without learning, but it's makabel teira, it weakens a person. She says she saw ki mesametzes ilaleches. All of a sudden, it's hard for the walk. I saw, you know, you got the guy running every day in the morning, you're running back. He says, but the person who's learning Torah, it's hard for him to do that. So he says, oh, she's Makabal al Torah. So he says, now I know she's all right. Okay, V'tachta Dabar Amalah, she said to her, Asalon Tchum Shabbos. The Torah, she's told her a few things. Gemara learns out that the Temetzel Laleches, the word Laleches, means you can't go out of the Tchum Shabbos. She told her, you know, on Shabbos, you can only go X amount, you know, 2,000 amos from your house if there's no other houses there, whatever, out of the city. Asalon Tcham Shabbos. So Rus answered back, Bashatelchi Eilech. The way you walk, I'll walk. Meaning, if that's the Tchum Shabbos, I'll also go Tchum, that's it. Asalon Yichud, Yasid Har Yichud, Bashatelchi Alin. The way you sleep, I'll sleep. If you sleep in a home and you can't sleep and then there's another man there, right? Mefkadin and Sheish Mois. We have 613 mitzvahs. Amich Ami. Asalon Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Asados. Elokayich Elokay. Arba Mises Nimsu LeBezdin. Vashet Tamusi Amos. The way you die, I'll die. Called the Gazach. The Avinezer says that Shem Shmu quotes him. He says it's a schus to be killed up Bezdin, because then you're dying up Teira. He says, she told them. Beis Kfarim Nimsu Bezdin Shamakar. Miyad Vaseres. Vaterki Sametzesi. That's it. That's, I'm sorry, it was my fault. And she saw and she was Makabala. That's what Gemara says. So he told a few things. So we're going to focus on this Marsha. Let's look at the Marsha in Chedushi HaGadis. Amalei, Arsalon Tchum Shabbos. David, if you don't mind, Gemara Vaidazara there, this should be there.
Wasn't David who based on El Kaiser on Yichud?
It wasn't?
Wasn't David
in Bezdino Gazer? Al-Pnuya, but could be Stam Yuchud is learned out from Pesukim. Could be it's even the rice. By Shishish, Arayas, yeah. Okay, Rashi happens to mention Shishish there. Okay. Zog the Marsha. Asalon Tchum Shabbos. Zesh Amu Medin lo Mitzis Kalas Chamuris. The Gemara said beforehand, the Amad Alf, the Medin Mitzis Kalas Shibba Chamuris, the Hainu, so he learns Kalas Shibba, the Gemara's Lash is really like this. Yeah, mitzus medin, so mitzus mitzus kalus, or mitzus mitzus chamuris. The Marshal's learning it means kalus sheba chamuris. So it's not pashup shan the Gemara. The hainu ha kala be mitzus. He says, oh, it's bothered the Marshal. She's telling us Shabbos is also. So if Shabbos is also, why is she picking on Tchum Shabbos? There's lametes malachas that you have skila for. Tchum Shabbos is an issa. It's the rabbanan according to one man davar. Even the one who says it's the raisa, right? But you get a lot. It's a lav, right? Even some mishnayim hold that. Everybody holds yud beis mil as the raisa. Dainu kav dafilu mandam tchum the raisa malkan levein mamisim gemuch besugya nerevin perakam derevin. V'chein issi yichud missa raisa yikala the malkan aleo means malkas mardas. You don't really get v'hainu medin lein akalas kidei shifreshur afal akalas. Kazu alichas tchum misur Shabbos al michzik hamalacha. Chen yudoch has the law michzik David Yisrael. So bothers the Marsha basically is what's up is she picked these things. Yichud. Also have to know what I mean Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Goyim Asin Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now, listen to this Medrash verse. This Medrash. Medrash, it says in Rus, Vayisul lahem machlan kilin married noshim moyavias tani mishem rabmeya lo girum they were megayv lo tvilois from them to tayv velo haisa halacha lischash the halacha of moyne moyavias was not till boyas came it was not accepted halacha yet they didn't know it velo hayunenshim lahem moyne velo moynes moyavias velo moyavias right so the Medrash says over here they didn't know the halacha they couldn't marry them because of moyne moynes right. So one Megayr, if there would have been Megayr them, they would have thought there was an Issa, like the Pliny Almighty thought. So Mela, what? Mela, they lived with them, so it's Masha, they're Erlich, they were, and they're what? G'dayla Adar. So there are, it's said over for the Shem Briskerov, but it's before, but the Briskerov you said, and this is a continuation of last week's Parsha, that could be Rus and Nomi, and Orpah, were Geri Toshev. They were Geri Toshev. They're makabel themselves. Zion mitzvahs ben enoch. We learned last week. Ezu ger toishev, right? Where we pass in kosher makabel love Zion mitzvahs ben enoch. That they had a din of a ger toishev. That's the let's say from the Brisker Rav. Now we'll get to that in a minute.
So when are you allowed to marry though?
What? Well, one second. We'll get to that. So now Yedua, what?
Need the bezin.
Oh, so the question is bezin. Okay, could be. We said we in front of three chaverim. You had Machlon, Kilian, and Elimelech, right? By the way, the Pini Stiglitz, the Zayin Gesund, right, once told me that he heard from his Rabbi Yosef Engel, not the Rabbi Yosef Engel, but his I knew the David and Aar Stiebel, that from Elimelech, Shefet Elimelech, till Rabbi Melech Lezhenska, there was no one named Elimelech. And before the war, if you went into any given Gerish Tibel, let's say, and you lailed out the name Elimelech, Elimelech, 200 kids used to turn their heads. So I checked and did. So I found Oitzah Chachma, one Sephardi, in all the years, there was one Sephardi named Elimelech, but the name was never given, I guess, because Elimelech died, this, that. But in Chassan, till the Melech Elzhansky came, it was not a name that's accepted nowadays. People have, so many people have the name Elimelech. It's interesting. But anyway, that's what the Briskerov says. So I just want to add to that like this. There's a grot. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shma Rus. Lama Nikra Shma Rus. Why is she called Rus? What's the name Rus? Shiyatza Memena David. That David came out from here. Shiriva LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koisi Ravoya. That he saturated Bernisham. B'shireis V'tishbachos. Koisi, you know, that's, he gave over a lot of shir tishbachas. Like I said, a cup runneth over. There was a lot of shir tishbachas. So Goyin says, first of all, he says, all right, so they could have called her Shira, she could have called her, name that to do with Shira, right? Revaya, what's up with Revaya? Secondly, he says, he quotes in Zohar, it says, Moral says this, the others say, that the name Rus is Begematra Tuf Resh Vav. 606, meaning was added to her 606 mitzvahs besides the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Besides the mitzvahs b'nei noyach. In fact, the Maral says in a different one place in Parshas Yisroi, he says Yisroi, and so he says his name was Yisroi because that's 616, because he had 613 mitzvahs and he had to do Mila, Tvila, and karbonis that a normal yid doesn't have to do in order to become a ger. In other words, even though it's the same mila, but it was a mila shem ger. So, but the karbonim, that's what it says in Chazal. I think the Maral one place says it also by Rus, I don't remember. But the Grazicha says, he quotes a Zoya. So the Zoya tells us why name was Rus. Because she added 607 mitzvahs. Six mitzvahs, I'm sorry. So the Goyin says, no, that the pshat is, if she had 606 mitzvahs, they called a tor, like, you know, tor, it's a nice name, what do you call it, a turtle dove, it's a nice bird, the sipas rus. So that's what Gemara says, that the reason the letters went that way, because sheba memena dove shiriva lakadosh baruch hu. But what's the pshat? L'chayra, so what if she had zayin mitzvah b'nei nech? we don't have 606 more than them. The pshat is, it's a different tayag. The whole tayag mitzvah is a different thing. With the Brisker Rav, or others who say before the Brisker Rav, it's very geschmack. We learned last week in the Rambam, we have Daik in the Rambam. The Rambam brings, first of all, Hilchas Ger Toishev in Hilchas Yisur Bia together with Hilchas Geiris. That being a Ger Toishev is not the pshat. A Ger Toishev is, okay, I'm being Mekabel seven mitzvah b'nei Noach. Right? But the pshat is, it's a type of Geiris. That's why his whole status changes, because he's Mekabel of Geiris. So pshat is, she was Mekabel seven mitzvahs as a Ger Toishev, and then another 606, that's what the going means to say, that became a full Yid. But Akoponim, Zok the Brisker Rav, that Ken Zayn, that Rus and Nomi were Geirig Toishev. Oh, so Pesach is asking, so that means you can live with them? So that's the question. That's the question. And I remember, I remember the Ponim Yafis. I kept looking in Bokshom, I found it. The Ponim Yafis, look in number 3 and number 4. In the son of Hashem, it's all about the Zayin Amamin. In the son of Hashem, Elokecha, Lefanecha, V'kisam, Zayachrem, Tachmoisam, Loisichos, Ambris, V'loisichonim. What's Loisichonim? So Gemara learns out Loisichonim, 3 things from Loisichonim, right? You're not allowed to give them karka in Eretz Yisrael, right? You're not allowed to give them matnes chinam. You can't give a gift to an akum, that's the din. You can't give to your cleaning lady, you could, to a worker, you could. Why? Because you expect them to work better for that. And a chanami, you could give before their day and before their holidays, you could give a gift because they'll work better for you. But stam, if you happen to see an akum in the street and you bought a coffee and it's decaf and you like caffeinated, you can't give it to him unless you're going to make a kiddush Hashem. But if you just happen to be in your conga or cap, that's right. That's not good enough, right? Maybe you have to be wearing a yarmulke, look like a yid, right? But koponim, what? Oh, yeah, it is okay. I was once, our daughter's 30, so Mrs. Raps. So when I went, we went to the hospital on Shabbos, so you had to, sign. I said, it's sad, I can't. So the fellow over there, Afro-American fellow, started typing in. So, where he lived, this, and then I see by the religion, he doesn't ask me, okay? So I look at him and says, he wrote Greek Orthodox. So I guess not everybody knows what a yarmulke is.
So you have to be Makayer
then? But koponim, so, and you're not allowed to give them.
I thought this was only by the Sanhedrin.
That's Tosis's kasha, true. But it's not. But that's the Tosis we're going to say outside, yeah. And then also, you're not allowed to say, give them, you're not allowed to be give chen. Kama noem maisa shel zu. Does that mean you can't say this guy's a great ball player? Could be. You say maybe he plays ball great, but I don't know. I have to ask you, Rav. But koponim, one of the things is lo sitan lehem matnas chinam. You can't give them a matnas chinam. So Tosis, as Dovid mentioned, he thought this possibly going on the Zayin Amamin. So Tosis, it's a stick of long Tosis, that's why they want to do an insight. But Tosis, the Ponim Yefes is going to bring it. So he says, these psukim are talking about the Zayin Amamin. That's what it says later on in the next pasuk. V'loisus chatenbom, right, and so forth. So Tosis says, but we know the Gemara darshan's bitchol asitan lebnoi is going on all the umis. So Tosis says you darshan these psukim according to what it's talking about. Loisachanim is talking about all akum. You know, I give all akum. Loisus chaten is only on this one. That's basically Tosis says. Yeshua loisichus bris lokoyel shiva umis. The time of Rabbi Ika, and you have to look at the Nyon of the Krah, Noshul Gem Rabbin, because that's what it's talking about. But Matnas Chinam, that's Bechlal you're allowed to give. Now, there is an exception to Matnas Chinam. There is one Gimel Vav Yud that you're allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. A Ger Taisha, we learned that. For Kad, you're Mechuyiv.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mechuyiv, exactly. Mechuyiv, Lachyaisa, Lefarnasai, and so forth. The Is of Leisachanam does not go on him, right? Oh, and you look at the next pasuk, Yasser has been chamacharei. V'avdol him achem v'charva. In other words, all the reason that like the Rambam says, we saw the Rambam last week, that the reason you can't be mischatan la'akum is because it's kilu mischatan la'avodah zarah. Ki yasas bin chamacharai. They'll be meisah derabanav. Zok the panav miyavis lefi mashikas v'atoyses the beger toshav lo shayach. You see the panav miyavis. Panav miyavis is the afla, the chassam seifis rebbe. The chassidim was what? Rabbi Pinchas Alevi Horowitz, right. That's another Rebbe. You have two Rebbes, you know. So you can't have two presidents, but you can have two Rebbes. But a koponim, the flaw was also the Rebbe Reb Shmelke's brother. There's a whole din if the flaw was chassidish or not. So many people say he was. You went to the Magid, to the Mezritch Magid. His son, they say, Rav Meir Yankiv, the Machane Levi, was a very big misnagid. The Welt says, I don't know how true it is, that he took out whatever his father brought to Mezritch Magid, he took it out, but he made a few mistakes. When he brought Harava Magid, he meant the Magid Mishnah, he took it out. Very unlikely, you know, he was a big guy, and it's hard, unlikely that he would make such foolish mistakes to do that. But they say he was a chassidish. He was the Rebbe of Shmalka Nicholsburg's brother, the two brothers. But Mestami had shaykhs to chassidus. Lefi mashkosot, so the ponim yafis, the aflah and chumish, lefi mashkosot tais, the ger toshin lo shaykh ani kroi. Vechein mashma, sharei huto loy mat naschinim, the is of loy sechonim, which goes on all akum, vechenia bekarka. Right? You're allowed to give him to live. You're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. Im kein, hodama besef perka aimel, or pshimen sirle ki yasu l'rabbis kola, Mumarin is just the censor put in the old part of the office. Some of the new ones they change it, but meant the rabbis call akum. The lo tafsi kedusha kati menolin beger toishiv, right? So that's what he says. He's mesupik that could be there is no issa. Now we saw Rambam last week. I'm sorry, just Rafi, if you don't mind, Rambam kedusha. We saw last week a Rambam that there's no Kanoim Poigimba. Rambam in Sefer Yad, right? Thank you. In Sefer Yad and in the Mishnayos, right? The Rebbe of Simcha says that brought arrived from the fact that the Yain is Mut Bahana, right? That there's no din of Kanoim Poigimba. But he says over here, the Rambam says, So the question is there an is? Is there a lot? So many Achrainim are Medaik, and they bring a Radvaz. Look at this Rav. The heavy Yodeyah. So Rishon, Radvaz is one of the last Rishonim. He's the Rizal's Rebbe. The heavy Yodeyah. The Afagav, the Kaimalon. Basket Toshav, Ein Kanaim Poigimbo, which is Rambam. The Ein Bo Lav Shal Torah. Shikiba Lav Shalol Avod of Erezara. Yesh Bokar, he holds his karas medivir kabbalah, which Rambam seems to say not. But yech sheyeh, he says, ain bo lav shel tera. There's no lav mufurish. Shabina Rav says, I'm married to Gavart. Shabina Rav says, the Gemara says in Ksubas, ger cotton matvil and oisol das bezin, right? You make a ger cotton. So Tais, why are you zeichen? So Tais says, how could you be? No, we've been before Tais. So the Gemara says, that when he becomes the gadol, you can ask, he can be meicha. Right? In other words, you can say, I don't want it. And in Mela, he's not a ger. You can retroactively take care of the gers, because he didn't have das makabel. So, how do you live with it? The Gemara brings Mishnayos, so you could live with a geris, right, when she's a ketana. How do you live with her? She might retroactively, the mafreya, right, go take away her geris, and you're living with a goya. So Chibina Rav said that the Rambam says that a ger toishiv that's moicha becomes a ger toishiv. He has to be a kabbal ger toishiv. So he says, very good. If he's a ger toishiv, you're living with a ger toishiv. So the Chibina Rav, the Raisi allowed to live with a ger toishiv. In fact, in the Rambam's lashon is, and if you over, he says, above bas ger toishiv, any kind of poigba, of a makin oisu makas mardis. You give him Marcus Mardis. Could be it's only the Rabbanan. So this is a big issue in Achreinim. I mean, it's not the time to go into who says what, but there's an Akudas in the Mishainim. Yosef, are you familiar with Zayt Meichel? You know what the halachas from are? Yeah, so Beki Yosef on Archaim. I'm sorry.
So we force the kid to be a Ger Taish?
Yeah, right. In Rambam's Rashi, it's automatic, even. There was some kabbalah, but he becomes a Ger Taish. Yeah, it's a Shver. So nobody knows where the Rambam got a Makkah, it's up to Chibin Rav. The Makkah is this Gemara, which is a hard to, with how the Rambam saw it. The fact that he could live with it must be that he's a Ger Taish. That's what the Chibin Rav writes in the Sefer. He brings this Panim Yafis, whether there's a lot.
But according to the Rabbats, it doesn't really answer the question by Rus, because it's still Karis.
What? According to Radvaz, we'll get. But Rambam says Claude is no curse. I'm just I understand. It's not going to work out all the sheetas. I don't have to. I just want to work out one thing. But they lived. This is a part that Briskarov said. Briskarov said it on his own. Stop. Without the Achrayim. Briskarov didn't look at that many Achrayim Kiddua. But he said that could be that they were Gerei Taishev. And since they were Gerei Taishev, could be there's no Issa. Thank you. There's no Issa. And since there's no Issa, that's the Pshat. Thank you. That Machlon and Kilian were able to live with them. But based on that, and what we said last week, what did we say last week? That Rashi Shita is, that a Ger, we explained in two stages. A is, what makes a Ger Toshev different than a regular Gimel Vav Yud? After all, Lamaisa, they all chayv in Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. They all chayv in Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. The Ritva says, because it's a new Kabbalah, and they become a mitzvah vice, right? The Gemara says that the Rebbein Shem was mafkir from Zayin Mitzvah. The Gemara says, that's great, that's matzinu choyt and niska. The Gemara says, no, mekabal neim schar kein mitzvah vice. We went through that Gemara last week. So the Ritva says that a Ger Toshev is a pshat, that he's mekabal the mitzvah and becomes a mitzvah vice. So Zog Achreinim, Achner, others say in Rashi, that since he's mekabal now, Avodah Zarah, it has different Avodah Zarah. So according to Rashi, means even Shabbos. Even Tosfos that argues, that's because Kol Machal Shabbos Ki'ilu Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. But we said Shituf Lamaisa, Shituf, believing in, you know, in that religion, right, is Avodah Zarah to Ger Toshev. Even if you're like the Ramah, right, that the Ramah holds that there's no Shituf by Akum, but Ger Toshev would be, and we said that Prima Gam says in two places, because it's a new Kabbalah. So it's very geschmack. It answers the Marsha's kasha. This episode, she chapped onto these asalan tchum Shabbos, because could be like this: tchum Shabbos is an isser. It's not. In other words, if a person's machal Shabbos b'tchum, he's not a mummer. Kol machal Shabbos ki ilo v'edazara. It's an isser that's on Shabbos. The din of kol machal Shabbos ki ilo v'edazara is only on the lamed tes melachis. Not on Tchum Shabbos. On Tchum Shabbos, right, there wouldn't be a din of Kol HaMachal Shabbos, Ki Yilo Avodah Zarah. So if Rus was a Ger Toshev, Bas Ger Toshev, called him a Ger Toshev, like the Briskarov says, she was already Usher in Shabbos. What's the Marsha's Kash? Why didn't he tell the Shabbos? He didn't tell the Shabbos. Why? Because she already had the Isser of a Shabbos. Shabbos is part of the din of Ger Toshev, according to Rashi. Come out according to Rashi, at least. And then, according to then also Avodah Zarah. I didn't tell anything about Avodah Zarah. Could be that means the ganz Avodah Zarah. Shituf. Okay, the Gemara didn't say the word Shituf. That's a little shver. But Maishi, she's telling her that not Avodah Zarah in every aspect. Till now, you were mutter in Shituf. Now it's also Shituf. Then it'll be very geschmack. It would answer up the kashas and the marsha at least. But again, it doesn't work out all the Shitas. You have to A, say that they were Gerei Toshev. B, is that Gerei Toshev is no Isser. And there's no Karis, which the Rambam says it is, even though, like David pointed out, the Radva says there is, but the Rambam says clear not. Shall the Rambam mean there's no Isser at all? I mean, with the Raisa, say the Isser didn't exist. And then, you have to say is that Pshat and the Gemara is that they added, not just Tam the Kalis, something that was not included in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah till now. It would be very nice. Just leave off the following question. In Mordechai, it's a Lachin Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. It's not clear why it's in Shulchan. The Ramah brings it because we don't have Ger Toshev Bizman Azeh. The Mordechai says, this is Allah in Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Eser brings, that a Mamzer should not write a Sefer Torah. A mamzer should not write a sefer. Why? Because when he gets to the pasuk lo yava mamzer bekahal Hashem, he gets nechpas, he gets all nervous, he gets bewildered, and he can't be mechaven. He's like, it hits him so, as I say, in the face, that he's a mamzer, and the Torah doesn't want him to marry other people, other Jews, except, you know, certain exceptions, that he becomes nechpas, and he can't be mechaven, so male, he shouldn't write a sefer Torah. As I state in Mordechai, it's a lochen shechanach. A mamzer should not be a sefer. And that the Ramah adds, it's also the Mordechai. Who didn't ger toishav? Because when a ger toishav, writes a sefer Torah, it says, lo seichel nevela, right? Le ger Hashem b'shrech tetnenu umachor lenochi, ki am kodesh at Hashem lakecha. That's why you can give it to Geta, because you're an Amko. Oh, I'm not a Kodesh Hashem Lekecha. He won't be Mechaven by Hashem, and he won't the Sefer Torah, and he won't have the Kavana for the Kavana. So when I saw this many years ago, I was on Yishtikol Hulchus, not to be a Sefer, but just to know the Dinim of Safras a little. So I asked Akasha, what do you mean? The Din is a woman can't write a Sefer Torah. Akum can't write a Sefer. A cotton can't. Why? The Gemara learns that Ukshartem. Uchsavtem. You have a shard, Misha Yeshua Bekshira, whoever is in the midst of tefillin. Women can't write mezuzahs. They're chayv a mezuzah, right? They have a certain dealer told me, a mezuzah dealer, Shai Novak, many years ago, you know Shai Novak, right? So remember he had a little store in the old building? So he sold mezuzahs. So one day he gets a call from a woman that he sold a mezuzah. She lives, she's in Alman or Grusha place. He should come hang up the mezuzah. He said, what do you mean I got to hang up the mezuzah? She told him, Shteitin Shuvas Yeshua Smalka from Mishila Kutna, that a woman not only shouldn't write, she shouldn't hang up. She was right, as I state, but you know, the Velt is Maker. I mean, the place was even a goy can hang it up. But a woman can't write it, even though she's chayiv. Why? Ukshartem uksavtem. Whoever's chayvin tefillin can write mezuzahs, and from there you learn out that you can't write, a woman can't write tefillin, and a woman can't write a sefer Torah. All those three. In fact, could be she can't write even Megillas Esther, even though she's chayv. It's a big shah in the poiskin, right? Why? Because you have to be chayv in tefillin. So memela, and a guy can't write because he's not chayv in tefillin. So what do you mean? A ger toshe is not chayv in mitzvahs. How could he? What's? He can't write a sefer Torah because he might not have the right kavana. He can't write a sefer Torah because he's possible to write a sefer Torah. He writes bracious, he's possible, right? Just a nice story. Shlomo Zalman Orbach once told the Pnei Menachem that the Ger Rebbe, that there's a story from Rabbi Kiveger that they once found a sefer Torah. And they weren't, in those days, Akum used to write sefer Torah because it was, used to make money. Nowadays, I don't think you can make much money on writing a sefer Torah. So they asked her, they found the sefer Torah was lying in the woods somewhere, whether it's kosher sefer Torah, or maybe Rabbi Choshesh, then Akum wrote it, it's possible. So Kivego, don't bring me a sefer Torah. He looked at the sefer Torah and said, it's kosher. He says, Ruach HaKoyd. He says, no. He says, the end letters, he says, the minig is, at the end, that's 50, 100 letters, you make a chnasa sefer Torah, and people write. So usually, nowadays not, because nowadays we have beautiful sefer Torahs, we have beautiful lulavim, we have beautiful mezuzah, we have everything. We're just not that much connected to Yiddishkeit. But our grandparents didn't have such nice sefer Torahs, not such lulavim, they were more connected. That was the, right? But so they used to write, nowadays the sefer fills it in. So the letters were all different. So he says, I see all the letters are different, so they must have been, an Akum would not have done it, would have written the sefer Torah. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman told the story. So on the spot, the Pnei Menachem said, oh, this is a new pshat in this, it's a memra, Minig Yisrael Torah hi. Minig Yisrael makes it a kosher sefer Torah, he said. Minig Yisrael Torah, it's a very, very sharp. On the spot, he said, Minig Yisrael Torah hi. Back upon him, what's a pshat? Okay, good, that's a kasha. Later on, many years later, I found the Achrayim Master's kasha. So I was, then it hit me then, before I saw the kasha Achrayim is. Is there's a Bi'er Halacha, Peladika Bi'er Halacha. Bi'er Halacha in Siman Dalet Shin. Over there, there's a Magen Avraham that seems to say, Ger Toshev with Shabbos, to keep Shabbos, I could be Kachar Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'er Halacha says a Peladika Zach. He says that it says in the Gemara, that to be a Ger Toshev, you have to be Kabbal Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. He says that's a minimum. If he wants to be Mekayim more mitzvahs, wants to be Mekayim more mitzvahs, wants to be Mekayim Shabbos, he wants to be Mekabal Shabbos, he can be Mekabal it. He said, just like the Achayrim says, it means all mitzvahs except Nevela, which Rishayim said, lav dafka. But Zogta Mishabru, he says, a Ger Toshev, even though we don't have Ger Toshev, there's no Yom, but a Ger Toshev can accept upon himself more mitzvahs. Melas, I want to be done now. What if a Ger Toshev is Mekabel Zayin mitzvahs and Tefillin? He's Mekabel himself the mitzvah of Tefillin. Can he write Tefillin? Can he write mezuzahs now? That he's Mekabel the mitzvah of Tefillin. If yes, then we have a pshat in that Ger Toshev, like the Halacha says, that he was Mekabel on himself. What would you say? Is that called a Kabbalah to be Mechayev him in Tefillin? It is, the Mishnah Berurah says so. Therefore, he's called a Bar Kshira that he can write a mezuzah. Where's the Mishnah Berurah over there? Can I have a Chelak Alf? What?
Is he
still?
Is he Mitzvah Ba'isa in Tefillin now?
Oh, so that's what I'm asking you. Is that called Mitzvah? The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, you're looking Dalet Shin, it's a little late now.
Didn't Mordechai and Esther write the Megillah?
That's a shaylof. Okay, but that's Isha. I'm talking about now Ger Toshev. So if you look in Simon, Rabbi Yosef saying is that called the Mitzvah Oisa? Mitzvah Oisa means the Banishon was Mitzavah you, but if you had Zayin Mitzvahs and now you're called the Ein Mitzvah Oisa, you took it back again. But Stam a person decides on his own, is that called Mitzvah Oisa? So I found a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. There's a whole shaila if a ger, interesting, and can write Sefer Torah. Ein Shomit, if it's negay, it was. Some person told me in Bnei Brak, there was a ger who was writing Sefer Torah for many years. He didn't know this halach. I don't know why, if he's writing, he should have learned it. But it's a shaila. But anyway, why it's is a different thing. So the shaila is it ger, is it this? So the Yad Ephraim over there says that maybe means a ger toishah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, let me just find it. Kosher Lichtav Tefillin. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, Kosher Lichtav Tefillin. Oh. So he says, Vayad Ephraim Himtzi Davar Chadash. Yad Ephraim thought of something new, that the Darkei Moshe, which says this word Ger, is talking about a Ger Toshev, right? The kibbutz of kol mitzvah chutz misurin ve'im ken alo yeshnoi b'kshi. Who's makabel himself tefillin? Taka says it. Interesting. Over there, he doesn't say that the Yad Ephraim. Over here, he brings a Yad Ephraim. You have to know if the Mishnah Berurah wrote the sefer in order, because over there he says like his own chiddush. Over here, he brings a Yad Ephraim that he can makabel kor. Ubehemis, so he says, so the meila he's kosher to write if he's a ger toisha. That's what the Yad Ephraim wanted to say. Pshat. Behemis niel ani is daiti shagam ze einoi. Right? Dal kolponim ain't a muzar lakshira. He's not muzar, even though he's makabalit. Teda, listen to this. Otu im isha ve'evad, yikabalim mitzvah tefillin, yukshem liksivas tefillin. Chappelle, what's the right? What's the. A woman is makabal on herself to put on tefillin, let's say. That's a nanda, that's an anhaga toiva. I mean, we don't do it anyway. He says, I will moicha, but that's not the point. But a ger toishav, if you say it's called a Kabbalah, that could be a kabbalah, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to—I mean, they don't understand the tushna. But if you say a ger toishev is can be makabel tefillin, and therefore he can write sefer Torah, then we understand that Mordechai, he was makabel himself tefillin, he would be kosher. Kama shalom, that he was.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.